So this is a snapshot of the IRS special handbook that the guys get. It's called the Special Agents 412 Handbook. And in it, it says tax avoidance is not a criminal event offense. And it says, and I quote, any attempt to reduce, minimize, or alleviate taxes by legitimate means is permissible. So the IRS is endorsing and embracing doing everything that you can, that because it's allowable to be able to mitigate your tax liability. This is a reprint from Forbes magazine. It's a 2014 article. And I quote, as a matter of fact, for those of you who are not looking, it's a picture of the Kennedy family, and it, and the caption or the masthead says, how the $1 billion Kennedy family fortune defies death and taxes. And one of the direct quotes out of it says, capital gains taxes could potentially be deferred for forever. So Forbes magazine is talking about this notion about perpetuous deferral. This is not a new concept. And this is, they used a dynasty trust. Ours is a hybrid. Actually, we like it better. It's a hybrid of a dynasty trust that allows us and gives us the protection and the tax advantages that we enjoy.
So Bruce, you may be covering this, but while the question comes to my mind, and I'm sure some of our audience is already thinking this, and that is, how do we get our CPA and accounting team on board once we embrace this strategy? How do we get them on board and up to snuff?
That's a great question. And oftentimes they don't get asked that until we're right before doing an implementation. First of all, we have a full complement of tax professionals on my staff. We've got CPAs. We have enrolled agents with the IRS. We've got a guy who's got a master's in taxation, which is the highest level of tax credential that you can get from Golden Gate University, which was ranked number one in the country. Actually, USC's program is number 10, believe it or not. So that's one of the things that we bring to the table. And one of the things that we do with our clients is when we get them a trust, we include unlimited consultation year one. We include tax preparation year one as well as a part of the package. However, every once in a while, some of the clients say, you know, I have my best friend Joe that I've been using for a gazillion years, and I really want him to do the tax preparation. And we don't want to try and push water uphill. So what we do is we then act as the consultant to educate the tax professional on the tax advantages that we have and the preparation of the tax return. So it makes no difference to us. We're either there in a consultative and coaching capacity, and or we're there to actually do the fulfillment and take care of the filings.
Well, I love the answer because like for me personally, you know, for me to be putting the trust in place myself for my own business, I sure don't want to be trying to convince my CPA this is how we're now going to do it. I want your people to do it. So your people talk to my people.
And we get our people talking and we go over this in depth, and it's something that we do all the time. So we're delighted to do that as a part of making that transition and getting the client set up on a trust.
All right. Excellent.
Cool. So we call the ultimate tax deferral vehicle, and the rule that we're talking about is IRS, the Internal Revenue Code Rule 643. Now, I will tell you, most CPAs and accountants do not deal in the 600 and 700 series codes. They're comfortable and really only know about the 400 and the 500 series. The 600 series is, well, I call it, it's really kind of esoteric. Nonetheless, let me give you some specifics with the rule. The trustee, it says, has sole and absolute authority to designate income as extraordinary dividends or taxable stock dividends, and that it is paid to the corpus of the trust and is not subject to distribution. It is not income to the trust according to Rule 643. So let me distill that down and make some sense out of that and show you what that actually means. So here is, from an example standpoint, a business net income, let's just say that business is doing $1.2 million. And their current scenario is that they're getting killed with taxes because they have a taxable income of $1.2 million, and that's based upon a 40% tax rate. And therefore, when you distill that down, they owe a nice big fat $480,000 tax bill. Now, in your case, maybe you take off a zero off of that, whatever the case may be. And the other thing is they don't have any asset protection. Now, I call that the old way. Let's show you the new way. The new way would be you sell the business assets to the trust, provides total asset protection, yay. Your business leases the assets from the trust for $1 million. The business net income now is $200,000. The estimated therefore is at the 40% rate, you're looking at $80,000 tax bill. Thus, you're seeing a $400,000 tax reduction with this strategy alone.
Okay, Bruce, let's stop there because I got a little lost in the numbers. So yep. Prior to using the trust strategy, you got a taxable income in this example of $1.2 million, yep. Tax rate 40%, $480,000 yep. Tax due.
Yep.
Now you come over to the new strategy. Where does the $1 million come from? You're leasing the assets from the trust for $1 million and getting the net income to $200,000.
You're taking the LLC and selling 80% of it in this particular scenario, roughly, to the trust.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's why we have that million instead of 1.2. And therefore, the net business income is still 200,000. So that's why there still is some taxable. Now, this is an 80%, like I said at the beginning, and we were discussing. Oftentimes we'll go 90%. We review each particular case specifically to see what's going to best suit and the best way to go about setting up that particular client.
Yeah.
This actually is a very conservative one, if you will.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, even if part of our audience is not following 100%, the bottom line is you and your team, it's very common to defer the taxes 80 or 90% of what they would be paying.
That is correct.
That's all I care about, as long as you can make it happen.
There you go. And defer them in perpetuity, not for 5 or 10 years or some short term.
Right.
Now, I really love this slide because this shows you some of the significant additional expenses that a trust is able to capture. For instance, if we scroll down in our down to the home expenses, 100%. Well, 100% is unheard of in conventional wisdom. And normally it's at most 25% that you can allocate to the office space, what have you. And if we scroll up to the medical, again, 100%. So if we talk about room and board at college for the kids, 100%. If we talk about travel for educational purposes for the kids, travel to the museums, the travel to Washington, D.C., 100%. So it goes on and on and on. You just plain and simple have a significantly wider array of discountable, or in terms of taxes, in terms of the amounts that you can write off versus the conventional wisdom, which, as we now know, it's in a shrinkage mode with the new tax laws and so on and so forth. So this is huge, and this plays a very large part in the net of what the client ends up with on their tax bill.
Right. So tell me if I got this right, Bruce. So this trust actually replaces, say, the LLC or the S corp or the C corp. And so instead of your LLC or your S corp, owning the properties or owning the business and having its own checkbook and bringing in the income and paying the expenses out, it's now this trust that owns the assets, has its own checkbook, has its income coming in and pays expenses going out.
Yes. And that is exactly the case. And if you have an S corp, again, conventional wisdom says that you need to be paying yourself a salary, and then you have to be, you have to have your work comp, and you have to have your this, and you have to have your that, and all, and your SDI, and so on and so forth. So that is correct. In our scenario, these are just non-needed extraneous expenses that do not need to be there when you've got a trust that is a much stronger mechanism and a lot simpler and more streamlined than having this hopscotch, if you will, multiple LLCs, because we sometimes take one LLC for one, or sometimes we know that we don't want to incur all those expenses, so we have one LLC for maybe a high equity property, and then we might maybe take two or three properties and put that are of lower equity value and put them in another one, and so on and so forth, to help mitigate. And again, this is crazy thinking, because I have seen when all of the LLCs get blown up, if the award is large enough with the punitive damages and so on and so forth, and this just cannot happen in a trust environment. Everything goes in there, everything is protected.
Excellent. All right, thank you. Go ahead.
That's really pretty much it. One of the things that we were talking about is what we, you know, when we, before we had the call today, what could we do for your group that would be kind of special and would be very special? So what I've committed to do with your group, Jay, is rather than sending this along to one of the other folks that work for me, I'm committing, because we've been friends for, like you said, a decade, I'm committing to personally doing a complimentary one-on-one consultation with the folks that get that go to the special link that we set up for you. And all you need to do is just sign up, and you'll get right on my calendar, and we will have a one-on-one, and we'll go through this in depth and get you the answers that you need to make the decision that works for you. And I've got the link right here. I wrote it down.
I'll put it right down here, right below my fingers. We're going to put the website. So the website is www.platinumtrustgroup.com/J, all in lowercase, J-A-Y. Did I get that right, Bruce?
Perfect. 100%. Okay.
For those that are on the audio and just listening in, let me repeat that. So for your one-on-one consultation session with Bruce Mack himself personally, you simply go to www.platinumtrustgroup.com/J-A-Y. Now, Bruce, I'm thinking that this trust is probably not for 100% of my listening audience, but who is this trust and who is this consultation for? Who do you recommend reach out to you?
Well, I'd say that first of all, the ideal candidate does have some assets. Maybe they've got, if nothing else, they've got equity in their own personal family, a residence. And that's, of course, that's a major exposure right there. They've got kids. I hate to say it, but kids are a hell of a liability. Until they're 18, we know that anything that they may do comes back on us. So if they're driving, they get into an accident, or whatever they're doing, and something happens, unfortunately, they're coming at mama and they're coming at papa for reciprocity. Certainly, as we go up the food chain scale and we start talking about investors that you've got that have rental income properties, my good gosh, now we start to talk about slip and falls. We talk about possibly manufacturing defects where they could claim that there was mold or this or that or what have you. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And the more rental properties and lease income properties that you've got, the more you have to be at risk. And then there are those that are maybe just getting started that have successful businesses that they own as solopreneurs or entrepreneurs, that maybe they own a plumbing company, maybe they own an electrical company, maybe they own or whatever it is that they own that they don't want to lose. And that creates a whole other potential set of liabilities. So the simple answer is, if they have any kind of equity, any kind of assets at all, this is really for them. We need to talk because we have a solution. It's a long-term solution that will work for you for today as well as for tomorrow.
That's fantastic. And another question just came to mind, Bruce. So if, you know, once one of my audience members has the one-on-one session with you, hopefully, and I think I know the answer to this, most of us guys and gals out here don't want to have to go create this thing ourselves. I'm assuming your team has got a done-for-you service in place to where it's created for the client, right?
The answer is yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah. Excellent.
We believe in done for you. And this is why we've got our full complement of in-house people that work with our clients. Once we go through the consult and we press the button and we're in go mode, we make it as simple and easy as possible to get the goal, get it established, get it up and get it running. And then once it's up and it's running, it's on autopilot. It's done.
So that's another question. I guess once it's done, right?
There's no annual renewal this or meetings that need to be had that. If things change during your life, i.e., you may want to add, you may want to subtract beneficiaries, but that's at the total discretion of the trustee, which would invariably be the person that we're going to be doing the consultation with. So those are very, very simple stroke of the pen actions that can be accomplished. And of course, we give you the training for that. And if you forget, you call us back and we'll give you the training for that.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Bruce, thank you so much for being here on the show with us. So everybody, as Bruce said, and has offered to take him up on his free offer to have the one-on-one consultation with him. Again, that website is www.platinumtrustgroup.com/JAY. Parting comments, Bruce.
Parting comments are, I can't thank you enough for allowing me to come on your show and share this super important topic with people. I can only tell you this, we don't want them to get into what we call a fraudulent conveyance conundrum. What do I mean by that? Once service has been rendered to somebody, i.e. the paperwork has been received, it is too late. We cannot unring that bell. And believe me, you have no idea on a daily basis, Jay, how many people come to me and say, I only wish that I should have, I knew I was going to, you know, I was thinking about it, but I didn't. And now what do I do? And the answer is simple. I can't help. So let's do the triage on the front end, get into action. Let's put this in place for your folks. And then that way they won't be in that other group that they were the wish I could, I wish I should, and have not done anything.
That's excellent. Well, thank you so much, Bruce. And as I normally say when I sign off from the show, here's to taking your real estate investing business to the next level. And that's how we did it today, by having Bruce Mack himself right here on the show. Thank you, Bruce. Y'all, will see you on the next show. Bye for now. Thank you.